first council meeting?
It is.
Good, thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for your fortitude in staying till 6:45 and even longer than that. My name is Kathy Johnson, and I'm the Northwoods Project Director for the Natural Resources Council of Maine. Lisa Pullman was here until about 4:30 and then had to go for other obligations, so she's sorry that she had to leave. The Natural Resources Council of Maine is opposed to LD 1798 as it is currently written. The area that LURC oversees is about half the state of Maine, but there are only about 12,000 residents who live there, most of them clustered in small pockets and plantations. Most of the area, there are 10.5 million acres, is uninhabited. And I think it's important to remember that because there's a lot of talk about the people who live in the Northwoods. But in fact, most of the area we're talking about is uninhabited. And it's mostly owned, as others have pointed out, by out-of-state investors, real estate developers, and corporations. There are several provisions in this bill that we support. Some of them include increasing regional participation in zoning and planning with LURC, in a partnership with LURC. We think that's good. And providing increased training to staff and commission. I think LURC could really benefit by more resources. I think a lot of the issues that we have talked about are strictly or directly the result of understaffing at LURC for many years. They've gone from about 33 staff in the early 1990s to about 20 staff now. So there are some good, obvious reasons for why they aren't able to do everything that everybody seems to want them to do. But putting that aside, you've heard a lot today about the county opt-out. That is one of our primary concerns about this bill. I won't repeat what other folks have said. I agree with those who say that that is really abolishing LURC one county at a time, and we do think that you should delete that provision from the bill. Opt-out would lead to inconsistent standards, confusion for the public, and delays for projects that are located in two different counties. Another something about the opt-out that attached to my testimony, you'll see a four-page analysis that was done by Carolyn Britt, who works for the Community Investment Association Associates. And the question that she was asking was, really, how much is it going to cost if counties opt out? And the bottom line is it'll cost about twice as much as it costs right now for LURC to provide the same services that, you know, if counties were to provide the same services that LURC currently provides, it would cost about twice as much. And perhaps more importantly, or equally important, that cost, if counties opt out, will be borne by the residents of the county. Costs of LURC are borne by all the citizens in the state of Maine. I see that the time's running out, although I did note that there was somebody who testified earlier who got two rounds of the clock.
I think that happened during the questioning.
No. There was the person that you reset the clock for. I've been here all day. I noticed.
I did?
The gentleman who was a little bit older than I am, but not much, unfortunately. I wish he were a lot older.
Patrick's going to want two rounds now.
No, he's not getting two rounds. I'll just quickly say that there are a whole bunch of other issues, and on the back of my testimony there are a bunch of bullets. I urge you to look at those because there are lots of things in this bill, and I think another speaker just alluded to it, that really haven't been talked about very much. But one of them is changing all of LURC's rules from major substantive rules to minor technical rules. That's hidden in this bill, and you've got to read very carefully to see that. And all the myriad problems that would be created by the proposal to send site law projects to DEP.
Okay, there's a half a minute.
Okay. Sure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Your questions?
Okay, Representative McCabe. I'll turn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mrs. Johnson, for being here. In regards to this, the handout, the impact, would it be possible to provide some information about who put that together?
Sure.
This is useful information, but it's always nice to see who put a piece together.
Yeah. Her name is on the back, Carolyn Britt. She works for Community Investment Associates.
Excellent. Thank you. And I just wanted to clarify that you're not the only one to notice that about the rules. There were some other folks in the forest products industry that were sort of equally as surprised.
Representative Black.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. From your testimony, I get the feeling that there's you have
more issues with this resolved than just the opt-out and the county commissioners electing themselves.
That's right. Yeah. Our major concerns are the opt-out, the county commissioners, and all the problems that people have talked about today, transferring all the major permitting to DEP, abolishing the demonstrated need criterion. We think that's a big mistake. And there's one issue that I'm not sure if it's a problem yet, but it's a concern to us, and that has to do with the regional planning and zoning. We think LURC doing regional planning and zoning in conjunction with the regions is a really good idea and really should happen. The way it's worded in the bill is a little unclear about the fact that it's going to be done in partnership. So I think there needs to be some clarity around that language to make it really clear that it's not, you know, the regions go off and do their own planning without ever talking to LURC, but in fact it's a partnership doing that regional planning and zoning. If that happens, I think that will be the one really great thing in this bill that we will look back on and say that was really an important step forward.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.